Let's take you across to WA, where SEN 1116's Brekkie host Gary Lyon, of course, Melbourne Demons Hall of Famer, is counting down, like a lot of us, to the AFL Grand Final over in Perth. He's on the line this morning. Morning, Gary. Thanks for your time, mate.
Matty, good morning to you. Counting down, indeed. Been a long wait. Been here for 4 weeks now, two of them in beautiful quarantine, and with the bye between the prelim and the Grand Final, it's been a bit strange, but only two sleeps away now, so it's getting very real.
How did you go in quarantine? I did a couple of weeks in Melbourne there, going down to do the Paralympics coverage, and I got through the 2 weeks okay, but I got to tell you, I wasn't stuck in a box, so to speak, like just your regulation hotel room, but I could imagine that another day would have tipped me over the edge.
Yeah, it's not something you'd recommend. We're in an apartment and had a balcony, so we're able to get a little exercise machine in there, which kept me busy during the day. And I was still doing the radio program back to Melbourne. So I was getting up at 2:30 in the morning and doing that and having the day finish at 7. So it left me a fairly long day to try and fill in. But we got through and it was worth it. I got out on the Friday morning of the preliminary final when Melbourne played Geelong and had an unbelievable result that night. So it made it all worthwhile.
You make a good point, too, about the bye. You know, it hasn't been that way, but we've had that week off leading into the Grand Final. Everything's different, mate. You're over there in WA. We don't have the regulation MCG Grand Final for the second year in a row, so everything's different. But how different has it been without that footy the week before the GF?
Yeah, no, it's been really strange, Matty. It really has. It's I suppose we're just getting used to dealing with all sorts of different scenarios that have popped up in the past couple of years. And, you know, you just deal with it. The players have dealt with it. The clubs have dealt with it. The AFL have dealt with it magnificently. So us, you know, and from a media point of view, you just, you know, there's no alternative. And the supporters are probably the ones that have found it hardest. You know, the two teams, the Bulldogs and the Demon supporters are coming off, you know, magnificent preliminary final victories. They would have all wanted to ride that motor, that wave of momentum straight into the following weekend, but it wasn't to be. You know, last weekend was a bit strange. It's probably the TAB and the Sportsbet account might have been given a workout with the racing, but as you say, you know, the games in Western Australia, how much more different can it be? So we just deal with it. And it's, the build-up's been superb here. It's 26, 27 degrees set for Saturday and twilight, 5:15. It'll be absolutely superb.
An incredible stadium too. I think it's going to be a massive show. So let's put your Melbourne Demons hat on. As I mentioned, a Hall of Famer at that club. You were captain there for a long time, more than 200 games for the club. But it's been a long time, mate, since the D's have won a premiership. You've got to go back to 1964. So how are you feeling personally as the nerves start to build and we get towards Saturday?
I feel okay, to be honest. I haven't been much of an observer of footy since I retired because, you know, I went straight into commentating and working, you know, the game. So there's only a very rare occasion probably in the last 20 years where I've been able to go along and just sit in the grandstand and watch Melbourne play. So I'm not a bad watcher. This obviously feels different. And I'm sure by, you know, Saturday, I had quite a bit of stuff that, you know, was coming my way to do. There's not many Victorians over here, Matt, so that, you know, I want you to do a lot of things. And in the end, I just said, listen, come the grand final day, I don't want to do anything. I just want to be able to get to the ground, get in my seat and watch all the stuff unfold and hopefully, from our Melbourne point of view, cheer them home to victory.
Which would be incredible for you because you'd be out there presenting the Premiership Cup. I mean, that's an amazing thing to think of. You don't want to dream too big and you don't want to look too far ahead, but that's an incredible, incredible honour.
No, yeah, no, it is. It really is. And I'm absolutely aware of how lucky I am, A, to be here because of circumstances and more worthy people back in Melbourne, but unfortunately they can't be here. So Chris Grant has been given that honour from a Western Bulldogs point of view, who I'm a huge fan and admirer of, and we played some state footy together, so that makes it even more special. So one of us will be smiling, but it is, you know, it's a great thrill, and I've had a great response from former players and my old teammates and fans, and my family are excited, so that's just a little bit indulgent. We'll carry it out, and then hopefully we're able to hand it over at the end.
Yeah, mate, well deserved, obviously. So congratulations on that honour. I hope it plays out your way. So just quickly, how do you think this match plays out against the Bulldogs? They've only had a couple of times managed to take the flag. What was it, 2016, the last time for them? So how do you think this one plays out? The two most dominant teams have ended up in the grand final.
Yeah, they have. They're 1-2 for most of the year. The Bulldogs had a slip up, at the end of the year. They lost their last three games, slipped outside the top four, gave up the double chance, found themselves travelling on the road to all parts of the country. So their performance to get here is just absolutely full of merit. Their best footy's breathtaking. They made a mess of Port Adelaide in the preliminary final a couple of weeks ago. And Melbourne have been in great form all year. They only lost four games. They've been consistent. Their two finals, you couldn't have hoped for any better. They dismissed Brisbane and then smashed Geelong. They're fit. They're rock hard fit. In fact, both teams have got no excuses, and that's the best thing about it. They've got almost their best teams to choose from. And I'm confident Melbourne's best can win it. But then there's lots of variables in all of that. So it's not one of those ones where you get ahead of yourself by any stretch. You've got great competition, but this is their best chance for 57 years, Matt. And it's exciting to be able to sit there and watch it all unfold.
Yeah, a couple of days of hard yakka still ahead of you. So I hope you get through those okay, mate, and sit back and enjoy that grand final as a spectator on Saturday afternoon or Saturday evening, our time. Thanks for your time this morning.
Good on you, mate. No problem at all.
On you, Gary. Gary Lyon there, a Melbourne Demons Hall of Famer. He was their captain from 1991 through to 97, and like I said, played more than 200 games, 220-plus games for the club, and an out-and-out legend. Wouldn't that be something to be able to present the Premiership Trophy, the Cup, to your team if they can salute on Saturday? So 2016, the last time that the Bulldogs won it. They beat the Sydney Swans that year. They've only won it twice in their history, 1954, the time before that. And as Gary said, it's been a long, long time for the Melbourne Demons. 57 years, in fact. Their last premiership in 1964. So we'll have the Melbourne Demons versus the Bulldogs in the AFL Grand Final. You can catch Gary and Tim Watson via the SEN app on breakfast, SEN 1116. So really easy to find. Great show to listen to. And they've got everything covered, especially in the world of AFL. Time now for us to get to the 11:30 news with Adam. Here he is in the SEN newsroom. Keep your thoughts coming because Tommy's Tribune is not too far away. 0457 736 736.